Joining us now is award-winning foreign correspondent and author Peter Gresty. He's coming to Adelaide this weekend for WOM Adelaide and will be in conversation with Ben Doherty, speaking about press freedom and its importance for the future of democracy in the Planet Talks series. He joins me now. Good morning, Peter.
Good day, Tom.
So how important is press freedom for the future of democracy?
Look, I think it's absolutely vital. You know, one of the things that we tend to forget, particularly when we've got a gazillion different options for news and information, is just how important, how central it is to the way that democracy works. You know, you can't have, you can't have a strong democracy without strong journalism. It's the way that we keep governments to account. Remember, it's so obvious that sometimes it's easier to overlook, but we hire politicians. They work for us. We pay their wages, and as their employers, we have a responsibility to know what they're doing in our names. Now, we let politicians tell us a lot of what they're up to, but we also need a free press to hold governments to account, to keep track of what they're up to. It's not always pretty. Journalism and media generally is a very human construction. It's a very human business, and it's vulnerable to all the usual human frailties. But fundamentally, that system has worked to keep us, to make us one of the strongest, safest, most prosperous places on the planet for the past 200 years or so. And we need to make sure that we continue to defend it, because it is under attack, it is under threat, not just in authoritarian places around the world, but even here in Australia.
Now, you referenced before the massive ways now that we can really access journalism and news. What would you say has caused the eroding of press freedom?
Look, I think there are a couple of big factors. One's technological. The digital revolution has given us the illusion of the freedom of choice. And while we've got massive amounts of choice, that doesn't necessarily mean that we've got quality or that we're better informed about the world around us. And that's made it incredible. The shattering of the business models for journalists, for news organizations, has made it very difficult for them to finance strong journalism. It's the way that algorithms work has all tended to push us into the proverbial digital silos that we've all been hearing about. And that's damaging to the way that the press operates. It's damaging to the way that journalism is able to operate. But there's also been a bigger picture around the war on terror, and this is something that I really came to understand while I was in Egypt in prison. It's the way that governments have used the war on terror and national security more broadly to chip away at the space that media operates. You know, and what we've seen, in authoritarian places like Egypt, where when we were doing legitimate journalism, were accused of acts of terrorism. To the less extreme version of it, but still troubling, example of the Australian government with its more recent proposed legislation around national security and espionage, in which simply talking to a civil servant, simply talking to a journalist in an unauthorized conversation, could be construed as an act of treason. Now, the government's under a lot of pressure is reconsidering that legislation, so we need to think a little bit, wait until we hear more about what they've got to say in that, but what's in the bill. But I guess the point is that the trend is there, that governments, in their rush to protect us, either maliciously or genuinely to try and shore up national security, there's a real danger that we're chipping away at that really fundamental part of our democracy.
Now, you referenced there the authoritarian undermining of journalism in countries, and also the way journalists are in a roundabout way attacked possibly in future legislation in Australia. How can journalism remain strong through all of this?
Look, I think one of the big examples is our case. We in Egypt were under enormous pressure from the authorities, from the Egyptian authorities. They had all the power. They had all of the chips. We were just a couple of minnows stuck in prison. And yet the media as an industry and the public more broadly understood the importance of what we were going through. They recognized the challenge that posed, not just to us ourselves as individuals, but also to the principles of free press. And they got behind us in a way that's frankly unprecedented. And it really did make a difference. I would still be in prison if it weren't for that extraordinary collective effort from the public, from other journalists, and from governments who understood the significance of it. And I think we can, it's not easy to do, but I think that shows the power of collective action. I mean, the reason I want to speak about this, and I'm really looking forward to speaking about all this at WAM Adelaide, is because I think we need to have these conversations about press freedom, about the role of the press in a democracy. At the moment, we seem to be brushing it past them because there is a lot of cynicism, a lot of skepticism of the press, and I completely understand that. But we need to understand and recognize why it's important. We need to recognize that perhaps it needs fixing, but we also need to recognize that it needs defending. And if we can't have those conversations, then we're in real trouble.
How does Australia compare with other countries internationally in terms of its press freedom?
We're doing pretty well. Internationally, the IFJ, the International Federation of Journalists, and another organisation called Freedom House, they do annual surveys of the state of press freedom around the world, and it's apparently the lowest or the worst that it's been this century, since around 2001-2002, which is, of course, deeply troubling. Australia has been backsliding a little bit because of the legislation that I've just been speaking about. But broadly speaking, we're still in a fairly healthy place, and I want to make sure that we stay that way.
I'm speaking with award-winning foreign correspondent and author Peter Gresty about his upcoming WAM Adelaide Planet Talk about press freedom and its importance for future democracy. Now, do you think journalists are central to holding the key for holding governments to account?
We're not the only mechanism for it. You know, the system has lots of checks and balances in it. But a free press is fundamental to the way that the system works, and it's been stated and restated many times over the years. Thomas Jefferson in the United States spoke about how he'd prefer either a government without a free press or a free press without a government. He said he'd much prefer the latter. He'd prefer to have a free press without a government because it is fundamental to the way democracy works. Remember that the whole point about a democracy is to reach a majority consensus. And you need two things for that to happen. You need to have a well-informed public. People need to have good information available. They need to know what's going on. They need to know what's being done in their names, and they need to understand the consequences. And they also need to have a good public debate about those issues. Again, that's the role of the free press. And if any of it's constrained, if our information is limited, if we can't talk freely and debate and argue about these issues, then we're never ever going to get good outcomes.
What are some living consequences of examples of press freedom being eroded?
Gosh, all over the place. I mean, you know what we've seen, like Egypt, where terrorism is being used as an excuse to lock up journalists. Russia, of course, has seen a large number of journalists and news organizations being shut down. We've seen President Duterte in the Philippines. I was in a conference in the Philippines a few weeks ago, having very serious attacks on press freedom, both in terms of legislation, but also physical attacks and online abuse that appears to be driven by the government or its supporters. Even in places like the United States, we've seen national security legislation, the Espionage Act, that was introduced in 1918 after the First World War to deal with spies, was used about 10 times, I think it was, 8 to 10 times, five times in all of the years up until President Obama was elected. And then from 2008 until 2016, Obama used it more than twice as often as all of his predecessors combined. And in almost every case, it was to go after either journalists or their sources. And again, remember, they weren't leaking information that was genuinely damaging to national security. In almost all of those cases, it was because they were reporting things that were politically embarrassing to the government. And that's the kind of erosion that I'm talking about. Less obvious attacks, but the attacks that very seriously damage press freedom all the same.
Now, what do you hope audiences will walk away with feeling after your Planet Talks?
I'd love people to feel inspired I don't want people to feel depressed because I don't think it is a depressing story. Let's go back to what happened to us in Egypt and just how important collective action was and the support that we had was then. But I want people to again, just remember fundamentally the difference between good journalism and bad information. There is a vast amount of information out there. There's a vast amount of noise. And I want people to feel feel both inspired and energized to go after, to support, to make sure that they buy and consume good quality news. To me, it's a little bit like food. You know, we all want to go out and eat McDonald's, but occasionally we need reminding that we've also got to eat our greens if we want to stay healthy.
Now, for much of your life, you were the journalist, you were the interviewer. What's the transition like, being from transitioning to being interviewed so often?
It's a bit weird, you know. It took me a while to feel comfortable on this side of the microphone. I think it's what I've come to realize is that stories, you know, in my professional life, and you'd understand this too, Tom, that stories matter, that stories are vehicles through which we understand the world. And our story, what happened to us in Egypt, was a really big deal. People identified with it, they connected with it, they felt its significance. And so I feel that if I can use that story to help people understand, think about these bigger issues, then it's been worth it.
And finally, just before we go, I interviewed you a little while ago when you released your book, First Casually, which details your experiences in Egypt. And I hadn't finished the book at that time. And I just have a question to ask you about, you started making sourdough in prison, spoilers for towards the end of the book. And I wondered if you continued that practice.
From time to time. It's hard these days because sourdough takes a little bit of time. It takes a bit of effort and attention. You've got to care for the culture, but I have made it a couple of times, not as much as I'd like, but it's a habit, it's a skill, it's something I love very, very much.
Well, Peter, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
It's a pleasure.
It was award-winning foreign correspondent and author Peter Gresty speaking about press freedom and its importance for future of democracy. He'll be in Adelaide this weekend to speak about this more during his speaks at WOM Adelaide for the Planet Talks series.